Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little road rash, yeah. Oh, I mean, just, yeah, a little funny bone action, but we're good. This? It's a pad. It just tries to soften if I get hit or a little blow. That's all it is. Just got hit in the funny bone on that last drive. So, yeah.
How sore is it? I mean, you still remember being sore from like a year ago. How sore are you a week later?
All good. Well, yeah, we're ready to roll. That little mini bye. Get the mind right. Got to go back to my college and had a really cool, special moment in my life. And got to see a lot of old friends and some family. And, kind of a quick little reset. And, you know, we understand where we're at. And we had a big opportunity, a really tough opponent this week. And we're just trying to put our best foot forward, have a really good week of practice, and try to go execute on Sunday.
What's preparing like when you have two tackles who are unable at this stage to go and to be able to know that though? Because the consistency and the stability there has been pretty impressive over the last 3-4 years. All of a sudden.
Yeah, obviously different faces, different way of communicating with some guys. But I had full faith in the guys that will play if the other two can't. And ultimately it takes everybody doing their job, stepping up and making plays and communicating well and having, like I said, a good week of practice. So, you can't replace your two starting tackles. It's hard to do that. But, again, we trust the guys that we're are willing to step up and play if need be, and we gotta trust them and roll with them.
What's the process like with that in terms of meetings, or does Palmer handle that a lot of it, or how do you guys get together and meet in terms of making sure that everybody's on the same page?
Yeah, I mean, Cromer does a lot of that, obviously in walkthroughs and in practice, just making sure we're communicating. Have a big meeting with the O-line tomorrow. And just making sure that we're relaying information. And again, just the biggest thing is communication and understanding when you have help, when you don't. It's my job to go out there and try to facilitate the football to our guys.
What is the level? There's always a level of urgency. Knowing that you're getting into Thanksgiving weekend and knowing whether you know or don't know where you're on the standings. I mean, this is a big game. As far as tiebreakers, as far as getting yourselves right, the level of sense of urgency going
in. Yeah, extremely high sense of urgency. We understand where we're at. At the same time, we have full confidence in ourselves, but, ultimately it comes down to executing on game days. And, we've had some good, had some bad throughout the year. I think there'd be a lot of teams that are wishing that they were 7-4 in a spot that we are. So, also understanding that opportunity in front of us of, hey, like, let's go out, let's play as hard as we can, let's put our best foot forward, and try to go get a victory on Sunday. You know, that's ultimately what it comes down to, of whoever plays best on Sunday.
We've heard a lot from, and this is not enough, but we've heard a lot from you and Joe saying, you know, we have confidence in the offense, and yet we keep getting these hills and valleys. How do you smooth those things out?
Stop turning the ball over, and that's on me.
What did you make of the addition of Brandon Cooks? I know you've had one day to work with him, but what do you see from him, and do you think he can maybe help the offense in some way here?
Yeah, I mean, I think bringing a guy like him in and being a veteran presence for our room, he's come in here. He's already basically learned our playbook. He's an extremely high football IQ guy. He's been around the league for a long time. The way that he carries himself, the way that he is in meetings, already it's very apparent that he's a true professional. To come out here and practice the way that he did speaks a lot about who he is as a person, as a player. And we appreciate him coming here and hopefully helping us out.
Was it lost on us that you had extra throwing time with Keon? Where are you two at? What do you think of the possibility of his return?
Yeah, we got to take it one day at a time. He's got to take it one day at a time and making sure we're doing everything possible to be ready for whenever that time is. I haven't lost any faith in him. I have a lot of work, a lot of comfortableness with him, and whenever that time is for him, he'll be ready.
A couple years ago, you guys were in a similar situation, even worse actually, record-wise, at 6-6. You were able to go on a run. I know every year and every team is different, but if you look back on that experience of maybe not being exactly where you wanted to be in the standings at that time and try to apply anything from that year to this season?
Yeah, I mean, and just understanding, that back against the wall mindset, feeling like we've been in a situation like this, like you said, if not worse, we'd love to be 11-0 right now, as would everybody else in the NFL. That's why we play the game on the field, not on paper. And ultimately, again, it's our goal to go out there and win every single game, and we haven't done that. But again, every week's an opportunity to go out there and prove to ourselves that we do have what it takes. We're just very excited for another opportunity on Sunday.
There was a clip when you were at Wyoming talking to the team, and you said that you love feeling like you do after a loss. You love feeling sore and like you guys could have done more. When did you learn to love that?
I think since I started playing the game. This game's not for everybody. To get hit and to keep getting back up, that's something that you kind of learn over time. But I knew very early on that this is what I wanted to do with my life, and this is who I wanted to be. Early on in my life, I kind of knew that I wanted this.
Can you speak on TJ Watt and what you've seen from him on film and the Steelers' pass rush?
Yeah, I mean, I think they got a bunch of guys on their front that can absolutely go. Obviously, you have to know exactly where 90's at. And it seems you turn on the tape, everybody's putting four hands and chipping and bringing a guard and they're doing whatever they can to not let him disrupt the game as much as they can. But then you leave yourself susceptible to the other guys that they got. They fly around. I think their back end's been making some plays. I think Patrick Queen is one of the best linebackers in the game. They're a really, really good unit. Obviously kind of led by their defensive line and their defensive front. So we got to be ready for whatever they throw at us and, like I said, put together a good game plan.
Is there any, given how many times you got hit on Thursday, is there any more hesitancy in you taking off and running, given how sore you might be?
No, I don't think so. If I'm asked to run, whether it be quarterback run or if there's an opportunity and drop back, whatever the case may be, ultimately, I'm trying to do whatever I can to help this team win football games. But understanding, again, trying not to take the hits is the utmost important thing, and just being smart in that aspect.
John, when you come off a game like last week, and granted they don't happen very often this offseason, how do you go about processing and trying to learn from what happened? What's your process after a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to learn from what happened and try to correct some of those mistakes. But at the same time, I don't feel like you need to abandon everything that's gotten you to this point. Coach Bowl had a saying that you dance with who brung you. So, again, just understanding who we are as an offense and the identity that we have, relying on some of the stuff that maybe even in training camp that we were really good at and getting back to some of those things. And just going out there and just trying to play as free as possible.
Getting a chance to, after that loss, getting a chance to go back home and seeing Wyoming and seeing a lot of people that you're familiar with, was that, how refreshing was that, or maybe cleansing in some ways?
I mean, yeah, I think it was, it wasn't about the game, right? It wasn't about what we had just done. And, you know, it was more about a celebration of what's been done at University of Wyoming. But again, get to see a lot of my old teammates. It was great to see them and catch up with them and hang out with them. And some relationships that I still cherish to this day, at a, you know, very high regard.
Josh, regarding Matt O'Reilly's question about embracing the soreness and the loss, not everybody's wired that way. You wonder why sometimes, probably people in the world or even in the game, they're just like, why don't they think that way or embrace it as much?
I mean, everybody's a little different. You know, and I think, again, I wouldn't say I need to run, but there's certain things that I can push through and still do my job at a high level. Obviously it's different for guys that need to run fast, that if they got a sprained ankle, they can't run fast and do what's got them to this point. But again, it goes back to trusting the other 10 guys on the field with me.
You mentioned the turnovers earlier. The turnover percentage this season is more than double what it was last year. Has there been a common theme amongst any of those in your mind when you've gone back and looked at them?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you chalk it down to a couple dumb decisions, a couple good plays on them, a couple bad plays on our part, you know, and I think most of them have been in a one-dimensional type situation where, you know, they know we're throwing and they're able to kind of pin their ears back. And obviously that starts early in the game where, you know, the goal is to get up early and being able to stay two-dimensional and keep them on their heels. But we got to be better in those situations. And again, that's directly pointing at myself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.